I'm John Gibson. I discussed labels with two people that have heard a lot of them. Alex Kessler is transgender, and Wally Painter is gay. Alex moved to Evansville 6 years ago to attend the University of Southern Indiana.
Coming down here, taking classes, meeting different people, learning about different things. I heard the word transgender for about the first time, and that's right about when like Chaz Bono came out and stuff like that. So it was really popular in the news, mm-hmm. and then things just started clicking, and it was just like, this kind of makes sense and stuff like that. And so right after my 21st birthday is when I decided that I was going to transition, and so I've been transitioning for almost 4 years now.
Have you dealt with labels or people calling you names, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Like, when I was little, like, I got bullied a lot. Everybody, like, would call me It or something, so that was a really bad name. Even now, like, you know, people want to just see me as, like, trans or something like that. So, I mean, it's nice to have that label, but it's also very hard because I want them to know that there's much more than just that label. Right. And then some people that kind of have a push back on my transition, that don't call me Alex or anything, like, still call me by my birth name. Sometimes they just revert to not calling me anything. Mm-hmm. So I put the nothing, like, it's a nothing label, and that kind of almost makes it feel worse because I'm not the person that I used to be, but I'm not right. Alex, so I'm just nothing.
Right, right. Well, obviously, It is a terrible label for anyone to receive. But as you say, though, now that the term transgender is out there and thrown about, I mean, you know, are you okay with that label as much as you can be okay with a label?
I mean, again, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have something to identify as, and, you know, it's part of, like, your self-identity, but I don't want to get too hung up on it. Like, I'll never just be like, oh, I'm Alex, like, I'm trans. I want people to know me and then understand, like, the transition and the transgender part. Because, again, that's just one part of me, but there's so much more. And I think as society, we need that label and stuff like that. But I think you can just get hung up on it and you only see that label, and, you know, there's so much more. And sometimes, like, you know, I don't want to be talking about right. everything. So I think that brings it up when you're just like, oh, I'm transgender. And mm-hmm. people are like, well, let me ask you all these questions.
Right, right, right. So I'm guessing you don't always like being the center of attention. That
right. Way. Yeah. Well, and I think there's a time and a place, like, I've done many, you know, I've been on the news. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, the first out trans person on the news. You know, I've won awards, you know, I've done educational programs. So I think there's a time and a place, but if mm-hmm. I'm just hanging out with, like, friends, I don't feel like that's the time or the place to, you know, yeah. go over my whole life, you know, story.
Right, right. And listeners might remember you joined us out at the zoo last year for a day out that we were doing there, mm-hmm. actually earlier this year. And we certainly appreciate you stopping by that day and we appreciate you coming by again. Well, let's get Wally Painter in on the conversation here. He's the president of Tri-State Alliance. Well, Wally, can you tell us a little bit about labels that you've had to deal with through your life as a gay man?
Well, and my experience is a bit different, being 48 years old. Mm-hmm. Of growing up, you know, obviously that's called names, just like everyone was called names. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people hear a label, you know, and that's all they see. That's all they want to know. They feel like, you know, if you're gay or trans or straight, you know, they know everything they need to know about you. And in reality, you know, we're complex human beings, you know, with many facets. You know, so it's hard to say that one label defines you. You know, in my example, you know, if I met someone for coffee, you know, whether they're trans or not trans, the first meeting, I'm not going to say, well, could you discuss your medical history with me?
Right, right.
That's a weird conversation. Mm-hmm. So that's why people are put off sometimes.
Yes, yes. Well, you talked about growing up with labels, and I'm sure there must have been some hurtful ones. Can you share a bit of that with us? You know, what it was like to deal with that kind of thing. And for that matter, you know, your own discovery of, you know, of coming out.
I always knew something was different. You know, there was no internet. There were no role models. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was called names, didn't completely understand it. During my age, you know, in middle school, high school, and college, I remembered every person, every family member, every friend, every teacher, everybody in church that ever said something anti-gay, because at that time I knew that that might be someone who might reject me because of who I am. Mm-hmm. I even remember one Sunday school class in Carmi, Illinois, where there was a debate, could a gay person go to heaven?
You know? I see.
And it was a debate, and it was like, oh, wow.
Hmm.
You know, so So you hear things, you know, and we have a youth group for LGBT youth under the age of 21,
uh-huh.
you know, they do face harassment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, it's at home, sometimes it's at school. You know, there's different levels of support.
That's Wally Painter of the Tri-State Alliance. We also heard from Alex Kessler. I'm John Gibson.